morning of the Halloween dance, Jesse got a Federal Express envelope from Charlie Buck in the Campbell County, Wyoming Sheriff's Department. Inside was a letter and a list of names. "We have a cooperative witness in custody," Buck wrote, "who says that Tom Carson was killed by a man sent by a militia group back east. Since Carson was from Massachusetts, we got a list of everybody who flew from Boston to Denver a week on either side of the crime. See if you recognize any names." There followed a list of names, three columns, 18 pages. On the 12th page was Lou Burke's name. Jesse stared at it for a long time. Then he reorganized the list and put it in a manila folder along with Buck's letter and locked the folder in the file cabinet in his office. He took Lou Burke's personnel file out and brought it back to his desk and looked at it. Lou had been a 20-year man in the Navy before he retired and joined the police. Jesse ran his eyes down the list of Lou's military occupation specialties until he found the one he remembered. 1970 to 1972, underwater demolition specialist. He was still sitting when Molly Crane came in from the dispatch desk and stood in the doorway leaning on the jamb. She often did that, didn't really come in, didn't really stay out, just lingered in the doorway to talk. "I'm on break," Molly said. Jesse nodded. "You going to that dance at the yacht club?" Molly said. "Yeah, you?" Molly laughed. "Are you kidding? The police department dispatcher?" "You're a full-time police officer, too," Jesse said. "Yeah, that'll make a difference. See how many other guys from the force are there. Kind of a status-conscious town, you think?" "Oh, yeah. Funny thing is, that's where all the prejudice is. The WASPs and the rich Jews get along fine. Neither one of them wants anything to do socially with working types." "Maybe you're generalizing a little," Jesse said. "Oh, yeah, whatever that means, I'm probably doing it. Don't get me wrong. I don't wish I was going to the yacht club. I'm just looking forward to your reaction." "Maybe I won't have one," Jesse said. Molly smiled, still leaning on the door jamb. "I know what you like, Jesse," she said and pushed herself erect. "You'll have one, but you won't show it."